Well, the city is now under curfew after an extraordinary day in which we've seen really an escalation of ethnic tensions across the whole city. The authorities obviously believed that they had the capital of Xinjiang under pretty firm control. I mean, around 20,000 security forces stationed across the city. And yet, what we saw was thousands of Han Chinese coming out onto the streets this afternoon and evening, carrying pretty much any weapon that they could lay their hands on. We're talking about lengths of metal pipe, meat cleavers, golf club in one case I saw, shovels, axes, lengths of wood, anything that could cause damage. And it was quite an extraordinary scene, not just sort of the young men that one traditionally associates with this kind of angry crowd, but also women teetering along in high heels, office workers, many of them saying that they simply wanted to defend themselves because they feared another Uyghur attack. There are rumours of more attacks today by Uyghurs in the city. We don't know if that's true or not. But other people saying very clearly, we want vengeance. They came and killed us on Sunday night. Now we want them to pay. And it's only really because the security forces stepped in that things have calmed down at least a little now.
Why have relations between Han and Uyghurs become so tense?
There are certainly underlying grievances here. Many of the Uyghurs in the region sort of chafe at some of the controls on their religion because, of course, they're Muslim. They're very unhappy about the increasing Han immigration into the city and the wider region, which they believe is eroding their way of life. And they feel that the Chinese government generally has favoured the Han Chinese in Xinjiang and has also sort of adopted policies which really sort of suppress traditional Uyghur ways of life. So there are long-standing grievances there. What sparked off Sunday's violence are these reports of two Uyghurs being killed in mass ethnic violence in a factory down in Guangdong, southern China. Now, this is a long, long way away, but these were Uyghur migrant workers. There were rumours going through the factory that Uyghurs had sexually assaulted a young Han Chinese woman, and so Chinese workers then turned on the Uyghurs, and two of them were murdered. And the view in Xinjiang appeared to be that really the authorities had done nothing to bring the perpetrators of that crime to justice, although it now appears that, in fact, some people have been arrested. So it began as a sort of peaceful protest, we understand, on Sunday. It's not clear what then happened, although obviously the security forces moved in to break things up. The Uyghur exile communities say that the authorities cracked down brutally and actually killed protesters. Chinese authorities, on the other hand, claim that there was planned violence, that it was orchestrated, and then it was manipulated from outside by Uyghur exiles.